Back in February, the news broke that hundreds of drug cases under the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's purview might have been compromised. During that time, FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey held a news conference about the agency's investigation into the missing prescription drugs.
Because of this breach, we have a lot of work to do to restore the confidence of our colleagues and of the Florida public. Our first priority is to find out exactly what happened in this particular case and work with the state attorneys to hold this person criminally accountable. Our second priority is to review lab protocols to ensure that this does not happen again.
Investigators soon determined that Joseph Grays, a supervisor at FDLE's accredited Pensacola crime lab, had overseen the cases in question. Grays resigned his position and was later arrested for replacing drug evidence with over-the-counter meds. He was charged with grand theft, 12 counts of tampering with or fabricating evidence, and 9 counts of trafficking in illegal drugs. Since 2006, Grays handled about 2,600 cases for 80 law enforcement agencies in more than half the counties in the state. So after further investigation, he was rearrested in early May with 41 additional counts. And Bill Eddins says that's understandable with so many jurisdictions involved. Eddins is a state attorney for the 1st Judicial Circuit in the Panhandle area, whose office is also prosecuting the case.
Law enforcement jurisdictions from the 1st Circuit, which is the western part of the Panhandle, the four western counties, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton. In addition, it covered the 14th Circuit, including Jackson County, Bay County is Panama City, and Jackson is Mariana. Also included a count from Franklin County, which is Apalachicola. Sewanee County had several counts that were added, and Pasco County, which is north of Tampa, had several. Sumter County had some, and there were some other jurisdictions as well.
Eddins says while the investigation is still ongoing, he doesn't expect any more new charges, and adds it could be months before an actual trial takes place.
He normally would have an arraignment on these new charges in about 3 weeks. A standard procedure would be to enter a not guilty plea, which we anticipate, and it will be several months before the discovery is completed and the matter is ready for trial because of the large number of cases involved, as well as the diverse and spread out jurisdiction and agencies that are involved.
Since his recent arrest, Grays remains in jail with a bond of just over $1 million. Meanwhile, the arrest has called FDLE's drug crime lab operations into question. And agency spokeswoman Gretel Plessinger says the inspector general did a review of the lab system and made some recommendations.
So some of the changes that they recommended are new packaging to include a description of submitted items and the requirement that pharmaceutical drugs be packaged in clear bags. There were also some limits to forensic vault access and with members with evidence intake duties, and to prohibit lab analysts who work on cases from assigning cases to themselves.
Essentially, FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey says to get to where they need to be,
we're going to start from zero.
Bailey says overall these changes are important not just for the safety of the general public, but for lab employees as well.
It is just one guy and one lab and one section, but still, that I don't want to demean the significance of this. The morale hit with all our forensics has been rough because they've enjoyed the reputation that they have. And if you had the ability to see our two people that testified in the Zimmerman trial, you'll see that they deserve that reputation.
Bailey is also looking into more scrutiny in the crime lab operations, such as random inspections. The changes are expected to take effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.